Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter 10 says in verse number 12, there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them who sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Isaiah he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. I want to preach tonight for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, a window of opportunity. A window of opportunity. As we see the Word of God and we begin to realize the Word of God, Paul's a preaching to the Romans about the knowledge of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling them about the gospel that needs to be preached, the gospel that will be preached, the gospel that's needed unto salvation of souls. He begins to preach that gospel. It's the gospel, the true gospel. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no other gospel. There's only one gospel, and that's the gospel of our Lord. But as we see that tonight, we realize that tonight the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 about the gospel of the Lord. This isn't the first time Paul would say this. It isn't the first time Paul would elaborate on this, but praise God, it's the him saying it, not even saying it, that makes it true, because it is the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Bible says this in verse number 1. Paul would say, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born how to do time. So Paul says here again, he says that the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, he said if you're going to be begotten, you're going to be begotten by the gospel. It's going to take the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to see souls saved. He said, brethren, he said, moreover, brethren, he's trying to get us to bear in remembrance. He said, remember what I declared to you. He said, I didn't tell you something out of the funny paper. He said, I didn't tell you something that was in this worldly stuff. He said, but I told you about the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. I gave you the gospel. And he said, it's because upon the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ that you received and you're standing today. Praise God. I want to say what will keep us assured today is the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ that we live in, we love in, and we believe in, praise God, for God's glory. So we see God manifest Himself. And Paul's writing out of Corinth. He's talking to the Romans. And he's giving them the information they need to make an informed decision. We see as Paul's writing here. And he said that there's no difference. He said there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. He said when it comes to the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, it's for every one of us. Amen. I want to say this something tonight. The world that we live in is trying to divide us. They're trying to separate us. But I tell you what, not what each and every one of us need, whether red, yellow, black, or white. It don't matter, praise God. Each and every one in humanity, we need the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. The only thing that's going to turn this around is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's only through that that we'll know the love of God and know that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He's the only one that can make a difference. That's why he would say, so whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, friends, it takes the gospel to get you to know that you need to be saved. It takes Jesus Christ, the God of the gospel, to get you to know you need to be saved. And he said, we need to know today, praise God, that the Word of God is real. Praise God, it's alive. But you know what's wrong with the world today? He said, you know why they're not seeing, why they're not realizing the need, why they're not seeing the need to listen to the gospel, to receive the gospel, is because they're not looking to find it. I remember as a young boy, I knew I was lost, Brother Jeff. I knew I was going to hell. I knew hell what hell was. My granddaddy done pictured me a picture. He'd painted me a picture in my mind as a little old Betty toe-headed feller. I knew exactly what hell looked like. I won't say we ought to know what hell looks like. It's a real and an awful place, and it's where real people go. It wasn't designed for humanity. It was designed, praise God, established to Satan and his demons to be cast in one day. Praise God, it wasn't designed for us. But I want to say it's a real place. And if Jesus Christ, if we don't accept him and the free pardon of sin, our folks is going to end up there. If they don't realize, if they don't come to the realization, praise God, if they don't start looking to see the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to be lost and end up in hell. Amen. They're going to end up in that awful, awful place. You say, preacher, how do we keep them out of there? By telling them. Amen. By telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. By preaching them the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I preached till I'm blue in the face. Praise God. We'll try just living before them. Amen. We ought to be trying to live. Praise God. Ask God every day, please, Lord, help me to live a virtuous, a righteous life before my family, before my friends, before my co-workers, that they can see Christ in me, that blessed hope of glory. Help them see, praise God, the joy I have in my soul. I think tonight some of us is missing that joy in our soul. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, we don't need to run around with the mully grubs all the time. Praise God, we ought to be shouting and smiling, praising God. You say, preacher, I don't feel like it. Well, praise God, just go ahead and do it. Amen. Just go ahead and do it on credit. Praise God, and the feeling will come. Glory to hallelujah. When you realize what Jesus done, and you get to praise and bragging on him, because you're not in hell tonight, because you have a hope in your heart. Praise God, every one of us have something to praise the Lord about. Amen. Praise God. What an opportunity we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we got to be looking for it. That's what he'd say in Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65. The Bible says this. Isaiah chapter 65 in verse 1. He said, if thou wouldest rend the heavens, and thou wouldest come down. Wrong verse, wrong chapter. Right verse, wrong chapter. Isaiah 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. If I spread out my hands all the days unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. He said, you know what was happening? You know why God Almighty couldn't be a blessing during a time of Israel's nationhood? Because they weren't looking for God. If we ain't very careful, we'll do the same thing tonight. We'll take our eyes off of God. We'll miss the prize. We'll forget about what God's done for us. But as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, praise God, He'll make a difference. Praise God. What we got to do is keep a looking. We got to have let our people, our friends, our loved ones know that we're looking to the Lord. When things are tough, when hard situations come, when hard decisions have to be made, we need to be looking to the Lord. They need to see us, Brother Robert, not looking around, hunting around in the world, scratching around the world, trying to find the answer. They need to see us on our knees with our face turned up to heaven saying, Lord God, please touch us again, Lord. Deliver us again, God. Give us help, Lord. Praise God. Like old David did. He knew that his help come from the Lord. Amen. We need to realize tonight that their help comes from the Lord. The people were looking. They weren't looking for the Lord. In verse 20 of Romans 10, he said, "But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not." Amen. Hey, listen, what he's saying is God had made an opportunity. God gave us a window of opportunity, because those that should have knew Him, those that should have been walking with Him, those that should have had the best connection to God weren't looking for God. Oh, so God He come to a people that weren't looking for Him. They weren't desiring Him. But praise God, He come to where they was. Hey, maybe a lot of folks tonight that's not looking for the Lord. But praise God, I don't know about you. Brother Bill, I'm a looking for the Lord. I'm a looking to the Lord. Praise God, I'm looking after the Lord. I pray God, I want to see the Lord. I want to know the Lord. I want to be hoping of the Lord. I want to be guided by the Lord. I want to be encouraged by the Lord. I want to shout about the Lord. I want to walk with the Lord. I want to talk with the Lord. I want to be carried, praise God, when I can't go myself. I want everything, essence of my body and my being to be about the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said they turned their eyes off of God. And they looked to the pagan things of this world. But God said, they was somebody. He said, they wasn't looking for me. But praise God, I was looking for them. Hey, I come to where they was. Those that sought me not found me. I was telling you tonight that God saved me. Now for a while, God, I knew what hell was. I knew how real hell was, Miles. I knew hell was real. I knew it was a real place where real people went. And I figured someday I'd probably go. I didn't know. I didn't know how not to go. Amen. But praise God. Hey, what are you saying? I'm saying I wasn't looking for Jesus. I didn't know I needed Jesus. I didn't know what the answer was. I don't know why in my mind, in my intellect, and I knew that there was a place called hell, and it's an awful place where old wicked sinners go, but I didn't know how to help myself. I wasn't looking for Him. The nation of Israel wasn't no different. They wasn't looking for God. They wasn't expecting God to help them. I was at that church. I wasn't looking for God. I wasn't expecting God to help me. Somebody had asked me to go, and for a few nights of revival I went. I went on Monday night and I went on Tuesday night, and something happened on Tuesday night, praise God, there at that little old church. The Holy Ghost of God got the stir in my heart. And hey, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty hard headed, and the Holy Ghost of God, He got the driving down on my brain all the things that I'd been preached to. Praise God, that hell was in there. That hell was alive in my head. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, that night, amen, I wasn't looking for Him, but He come to my pew and He sat down there with me, and He began to take the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of my Savior, and He began to beat that down into my brain. Amen. Amen. I went home that night all messed up. Amen. I give the altar call. Brother Jeff, I was as fidgety as you get. Hey man, I was as fidgety as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Hey man, but praise God, that next night, I loaded up there and I went back to church. And Brother June, that next night, it was something different. Hey man, there was something that had begun to stir in me. They had something begin to build in me. The Holy Ghost of God had been working on me all night. He had been working in my head. He had been a stirring in my mind. He had been, I praise God, He was pushing that stuff down. And that was a massaging and a tenderizing my little heart. Praise God, I wasn't looking for Him. I didn't know how to get to Him. But praise glory, hallelujah, He knew how to get to me. Praise, ain't you glad He knows how? You remember where you was at? You remember, you said, well, preacher, it's been 50 years ago, 60 years ago since I got saved. Praise God, I want to say it ought to be just as real tonight as it was then. You remember where you was at? You remember what you was doing? Praise God, when you wasn't looking for Him, you wasn't expecting Him, but the Holy Ghost of God come to where you were. I said, He come to where you were, sat down on that pew with you, praise God. He said, I'm here to help you, youngin. If you'll listen to me, I'll give you encouragement, praise God, that you take home with you. Amen. I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have nothing all for Him. Amen. See, I was of an impression that in order to get saved, I had to have something to give Him. Yeah, I was brought up that you don't get nothing for nothing. Amen. You can't have nothing for nothing. Say it cost you. And I didn't have nothing to give. But the Holy Ghost, God, I wasn't looking for Him, but the Holy Ghost come to where I was. And He worked that down in my heart. Holy Ghost, God, began to bring conviction upon me. Praise God. He began to touch my heart and show me that how much He loved me and how much He cared for me. Kind of like what He did in Isaiah chapter 42 for children of Israel. Isaiah chapter 42 in verse number 5. He said, thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and the earth, created the heavens and stretched them out, and He that spreadeth forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Now watch this. He said to open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sat in darkness out of the prison house. He said, praise God. Listen, he said, what happened? He said, there was a purpose for the calling. There was a purpose on my life. There was a purpose on your life. Amen. Praise God. It didn't just by chance. It didn't just happen. It wasn't a whim of God. Let God Almighty begin to deal with our hearts. Praise God. And He began to show us how much He loved us. Had to let us know, praise God, that He had a dearly beloved Son who He loved, praise God. But He sent that one, that only begotten Son, to die for old sinners like you and I, you and me, praise God, so that we might be saved, praise God. Bless His holy name. Come to where we was. She had a purpose. Had a purpose, praise God. A window of opportunity God give us, amen, to be saved by His marvelous grace, because He had a purpose. Do you know the day that... And I said, well, it may have been 40, 50, 60 years ago God saved you. But Brother Bill, did you know God knew you'd be here sitting in a pew in an old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled Bible-believing church tonight? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. He's rejoicing in heaven, Him and His angels. Praise God, where you, because you are where you are this evening. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I ain't come very far. Hey, praise God, you come to a pew at an old-fashioned Bible church. And God Almighty's tickled to death with your approach, with your attitude, with your coming, praise God. Amen. Praise God. There's a purpose in Him saving you. Amen. Well, people say, well, preacher, why would God do what He does? Amen. Because God's a good God. He said, well, preacher, how do people know that they need to be saved? Because God's a good God. I had some family members. We got together here a few weeks ago and we were talking about some of this stuff. He was talking about the salvation and the Lord and His goodness, His mercy. And it's talking about how good God is and how bad God could be because of these people in the world that don't even know about God. Amen. Let me tell you what, if you're in the world today and you don't know about God, it's your own fault. Amen. Amen. It's your own fault. Paul asked a question here. Amen. Verse 19. He asked this question. He said, did not Israel know? He said, didn't they know the goodness of God? Hadn't God told them, praise God, how good He does? Hadn't God told them what He'd do for them? Hadn't God made them some exceeding great and precious promise? God had. Amen. He'd give them direction, praise God. They just wasn't good at following directions. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 21. Look what he says. He said, it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imaginations what they go about even now before I have brought them in the land which I swear. He said, hey, listen. Said they ought to be a singing and a shouting and a praising God. They're singing this song as they're going out. He said, they're singing this song as they're going into the promised land. He said, it but won't be too long till they'll forget God. I want to say, listen, young'uns, there's no place to forget God. There's a place right now to draw nigh to the Lord so that He might draw nigh to us so we can shout and praise and give Him glory while everybody else is quitting, while everybody else is sitting down, while everybody else is going to the house. Pray God, we ought to be a shouting, praising, and giving God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, well, preacher, people's just deserting. Yeah, but praise God, we ain't. We're still here. You're here. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, praise Him, give Him glory for what He's doing. See, He had told them in Deuteronomy, praise God. If we wasn't very careful, we'd forget. Amen. Did Israel know? Yeah, Israel knew. Praise God. Have they heard? Verse 18, watch these little questions. He said, but I say, have they not heard? He said, yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth. Now watch this. And their words unto the ends of the world. Amen. That's why in Romans chapter 1, he said they'll stand without excuse. They can't say, well, preacher, well, they can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because the world, praise he said the whole world knew about the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Have they heard? Yes, they've heard. Amen. So we just need to keep lifting up our voices, just praising God, giving Him glory. Amen. Verse 13, he said, but I say, did not Israel know? He said that first Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. Amen. Praise God. You know what took place right here, young'uns? Are you listening to me? It made a vacancy. It made a place. It made a purpose for the church of the living God to be birthed in. God afforded us a window of opportunity when they was disobedient to God, when they wasn't looking for God, when they didn't realize the purpose of the calling of God. God Almighty called an old wicked Gentile people. You and I, praise God, called us unto Himself, called us out, praise God, that He might bring us out so He might lift us up, praise the Lord. Amen. We might see the glory of God. Praise His holy name. He said, I'll provoke you by a foolish nation. I will anger you. He's talking to the nation of Israel. Praise God. He's talking to the Jew. He said, Isaiah was very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. That was you and me. Just like I said, I wasn't looking for the Lord. I didn't know I needed to look for the Lord. I didn't know what God could do for me. But thank God that, hey, I couldn't find Him. I couldn't reach up high enough to get Him. But praise God, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, that good news, praise God, of glad tidings from another country. Praise God, come down to where we were. It touched our hearts. It stirred us in the place that we were. Ain't you glad today that God Almighty, He's still a God that comes to where you're at. Praise God, when you had a need, you can call upon Him. When you need a touch, you can call upon Him. When you want to feel that tug again, you can call upon Him. He'll come to where you're at. Praise God, because He loves you that much. Amen. Praise God, He comes to where we're at. He stirs in our hearts. He gives us life. He gives us abundance. He makes a window of opportunity so we can come in. So we can see the glory of God. Amen. Because the nation of Israel was dead with, praise God. He said, all day long I have stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient, gainsaying people. Amen. The nation of Israel was continually in noncompliance. Amen. I would say if I was going to elaborate on it, I'd say a lot of our church and church folk today are noncompliant. Amen. Amen. They don't listen to the commandments of God. Amen. What God says to do, and they don't listen. We don't listen to what's forbidden of God, what He tells us not to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they were non-compliant. Amen. They weren't doing what God had to do. He said they were gainsayers. Said they was a gainsaying people. They were speaking against the Lord of heaven. Amen. In other words, what they said, that they were opposed to God. How many people do you know today that's opposed to God? Talked to some folks the other day, and they was opposed to God. Amen. I mean, I'm almost to the point of blaspheme. Amen. Opposed to God. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty opened a window of opportunity for you and I, praise God. While they was a disobedient, a non-compliant, a gainsaying people, those that's opposed to God, it allowed a Gentile nation, it allowed me and you, it allowed us, praise God, to slip right in there into a place that God Almighty had created. You say, well, preacher, did God know that the Jew would deny and reject Him? And He'd have to go to a cross of Calvary, and He'd have to die on a cruel cross? Yes, He did. hid. He knew it from the foundation of the world. Praise God. He gave us, you say, how do you know? Because in the Old Testament, Brother Bill, He gave us examples of a sacrifice. And a sacrifice had to be made. And a sacrifice had to be perfect. The sacrifice had to be a lamb without spot, praise God. And the only thing that could satisfy the wrath of the Father was a spotless lamb, His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God for the gospel. Thank God for the opportunity, the window of opportunity He gives us to know the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. I thank God for the gospel, don't you? Amen. I believe if we're preaching anything besides the gospel, we're preaching a false doctrine. Amen. We need to be preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and His resurrection, praise He got up victorious over that death and that grave. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there was a wind of opportunity. Because one night in March 1976, praise God, I got up with Him. I come out of that old grave of sin. I rose above myself. I praise God. I saw the goodness of God and the gospel of God. The Holy Ghost of God got that massage down, tenderized my soul. Praise God. Hey, listen, you know what takes place when God Almighty saves somebody? He gets past their head and He gets past their heart, and He gets to that inward man. He begins to massage on that soul of man. Praise God. And they come out of there with Kate Hippets and they don't care. I'm glad tonight I got the Kate Hippets and I don't care. God Almighty moved in my heart. He touched my heart. He touched my life. He changed me. Praise God. What about you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, just jump up and take a spell. Amen. Praise God. A window of opportunity was opened in heaven for me and you. The Jew denied and rejected. Oh, they're going to be brought back in. You say, preacher, what about the Jew? Look, read chapter 11. You'll find out. Amen. We were just grafted in. Amen. But praise God, they're the true branch. But praise God. But I'm glad for God's grafting hand. Amen. I'm glad for that window of opportunity that God gave to me. Ain't you? Ain't you glad God gave you that window of opportunity? You remember the day, the night, the week, the month, the year, praise God, when God saved you? I know a lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't remember exactly the day, or I don't remember exactly the month and what I got to say. Praise God, that don't matter. Praise God, just so you know, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost, God dealt with your heart, and you ask God to forgive your sin. The gospel got a hold of you, come to where you was at, praise God, when you couldn't reach up high enough, and saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. Now, thank God, because of that window of opportunity, we're somebody going somewhere. Amen. God's opened the door for us to continue what Israel ought to have been doing. You know, Pastor, what should they have been doing is giving out the gospel. Telling about the Lord God of heaven. Telling about the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking and desiring to see the Savior. Amen. Hey, listen, they had the same job. We need to pointing toward the Messiah. Amen. Praise God. We have an opportunity because that window of opportunity, we have an opportunity to point people to the Messiah. To point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Redeemer of all men. Amen. And if somebody dies and goes to hell, it ain't God's fault. Amen. He gave us the gospel. He gave us the whole volume of the book wherewith to get it done. But he came and he found me. He sought me. Praise God. He was looking for me. And He was manifest to me on that night. And a lot of people say, well, preacher, I wish I could just see Jesus. I had a young girl told me a few weeks ago, she said, if I could just see Jesus. If we could just, I mean, she was as sincere as I am tonight preaching this. She said, if I could just see Jesus. You know, if He would just come and we could just see Him. I said, if He did, you wouldn't believe it. You'd think it was a hoax. I said, if you can't believe it in your heart, you wouldn't believe it with your eyes. Amen. But Jesus Christ Himself died for our sins. He come back, praise God. He rose from the dead. Victorious, praise God. You say, preacher, have you ever seen Him? Yeah, on that Wednesday night, 1976, me and Him met up close and personal. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God led me up and introduced me. Said, this is Jesus. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you about the time He did that, them tears began to roll down my face. And I realized that Nelb's card specimen before me was none other than my Savior who had died for me. Praise His holy name. I come out of there shouting and praising and giving God glory. And after I said, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. I said, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Amen. He said, it wasn't designed for you, son. Praise God. I come out of there with a whole weight of the world removed off of my shoulders. Come out of there shouting and praising, giving God glory. I couldn't wait to get home and get a hold of a telephone so I could ring up folks and tell them that I got saved by the marvelous grace of God. That burden of hell had been lifted off of me. Youngins, listen, God called us. He called, yeah, He called us for a purpose. We need to keep giving our people the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, so that burden can be lifted off of them. So that weight and the load of the world, praise God, that they're carrying, that they're bearing alone, can be removed. Their burden's heavy. Amen. Their burden's full of sorrow. But praise God, there's a gospel. There's a wind of opportunity. And the same wind of opportunity that was made for you and I is there for them today. Amen. The same wind of opportunity served the Lord, just like the nation of Israel. Amen. He's enlightened us. He's opened our eyes. He's given us a vision. He's given us a hope. And He's offered a salvation that we might, through Him, be saved. So we can go into a lost and dying world and compel them to come in. Say, would you just come in? You know what we'll do? I know a lot of times people say, well, you know, I don't know about all that. But what we'll do is just invite them to church. Say, just come try it out. Amen. Just come try, and then get here, praise God, and just love the Lord. Say, Lord, let them just see you and us today. And you know what that would require? That would require you and me a praying for our church. It would require me and you a praying for each other. It would require us praying that God would fill us with the Holy Ghost. It would require a touch of God on our lives. But you know what happened when they got here? God Almighty would touch them. Amen. God Almighty, that wind of opportunity would be open for them. And the Holy Ghost of God would slip right through there. He'd touch their head down to their heart. And boy, they'd come out of there with a shout and saved by the marvelous grace of God, looking for God Almighty to help them all the days of their life. Amen. Praise God. I want to say to the church, God's still saving old sinners. God's still saving old sinners. My little niece Rebecca, she got saved here a few weeks ago. I guess it's been a couple months ago now. She got saved. And we're going to baptize her this coming Sunday in the Ivy River. So boy, what a blessing that is. Said that, say this, God's still saving old sinners. He's still saving family members. He's still saving loved ones. Praise God. And let's just keep a looking at it, because right now there's a window of opportunity. Bigger than ever been. Because you know why? Because people around the world is looking at this pandemic, what's going on around us is scaring people to death. But they didn't take God by surprise. God Almighty knows exactly what's happening in every neighborhood, in every community. And He's still God. Amen. He's still there. He's still there to help us, to protect us, to lead, guide, direct us, to show us the way, and to save old sinners, family members along the way, even for His glory. He's still God. He's still able. Amen. Ain't nothing failing Him. Our old bodies and things is failing us or giving way to old age. But praise God, there's a God of heaven just as bright and vibrant as He's ever been. And He's still eager to save old sinners and to help old sinners like me and you. Sinners saved by grace. Amen. Praise God.